Welcome, everybody. Share number 1137. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Lerafur Shalem Achana Bas Esther Malkin, Lerafur Shalem Yosef Chaim Ben Liba Arnina. Getting back to our Malach of Tzad trapping. So we are talking about the category in trapping. First of all, we're talking about insects, various different types of insects. As opposed to animals, right? And as opposed to birds and so on, which we discussed a little, we have to get back to, obviously. But what applies a lot in tzad trapping and shoychet killing, for most people, I think, is the insect department, because insects, especially in the warmer weather, are around a lot, and how do we work with it? Very interesting, some various different questions I saw. We'll try and get a little bit more into it in the malach of shoychet killing. What about if there's a fly in the sink? Not a fly. Sometimes you have these little things that crawl around, these little insects, and could I turn on the sink? What about if a fly or an insect flew into the toilet bowl in the bathroom, right? Could I flush the toilet? One second, you're going to be killing it. Is that a question of kavod abrias? How do we work it? Okay, we're going to see a lot of very interesting shailas and questions which come up in conjunction with insects. And the malacha of trapping, and even more so, the malacha of shoychet, which is killing. But we'll see as we get that. We have to try and keep it separately because it gets too confusing. Right now we're trying to work on the trapping aspect of it. Because I do want to mention the fact that we have the category, two categories of mina nitzed and eina mina nitzed. In other words, the creatures which are trapped for their usage and creatures which are not trapped for their usage applies only for tzad trapping. In other words, if it's a type of creature that's trapped for the usage, like a fish, right? So trapping that is a deraisa, if it's a real trapping, unless we enclose it in a place whereby it could still fly around, it could still swim around. But we'll talk more about the fish aspect of it. But like a fish is something that people trap to use, right? A bird is something people trap to use. But insects, most insects anyways, are not the type of creature whereby people trap to use. So it brings it down to a drabonon. So that's as far as such trapping, but whereby in shoychet killing, we don't have that. You don't have the concept of, is it mino nitzed or ena mino nitzed, or something like that. In other words, it's the type of of an insect that you trap or kill for its usage, or you don't. We don't have that. Killing is a question of a deraisa. I mean, depending on what, when, and where, but how it's done, or so on, we have to see how that works. But each case is pretty much the same, so you have to be, to an extent, I don't want to say an open statement, so we have to see how that works. And therefore, the killing part is much, much worse, and it's stricter, and it's hard, a little bit harder to work with in certain instances, which we'll see. When it comes to the trapping part, there's more leeway a little bit on certain instances, especially with most insects, like we saw, depending on the insect and depending on the category, because of the fact that it's mina nitzed, right? It's something that's trapped for its usage, or it's eina mina nitzed, something which is not trapped for its usage, which in worst case scenario, even if it would be trapped and used, is a derabanan. Okay, so that's just an important thing to keep in mind, the differentiation between the trapping and the killing of an insect per se. Because a lot of people think, well, I could trap it, I could kill it, what's the big deal? I throw a cup on it, I squash it, and that's it, it's dead, finished, life goes on. It doesn't work like that. The trapping is worst case scenario, the rabbanon in most instances, whereby the killing many times could be a question of a deraisa. Okay, so getting back to our subject, which we're in the category of parish, which is a flea or a mosquito, the Sefer Klalim brought down also, that is on somebody's skin, and it's not a very painful type of thing, and it's not a dangerous thing, but it's just it's an annoying type of a thing on the body. So we said just real quickly to Chazarova, these fleas or mosquito, while it's biting a person, that definitely for sure a person can take it and throw it off, just being careful not to kill it. A flea or mosquito, if it's on their skin also, in general, there are those who say to take it off and throw it off, and even if it's on the inside of one's clothing, to take it and throw it off. Basically, we said if it's just sitting on the table, then one cannot trap it in general. But the question comes up now, interesting question he brings from Rav Nissen Karelitz, he brings from the Chut HaShani, brings down the Dirshu in Ois 69. in number 69 in the Dirshu part in our Simen Shin Tazayin, that what about if it's on a person? Let's say it's not biting a person, but you have a lot of times insects that don't bite, but it's just like crawling on a person. You know you feel the feet of the insect. You know, it's like it's a very funny feeling, right? Sometimes a fly goes on a person or something else goes on a person, and it's just like on the person's skin. He uses the lashon over there that it's sort of like stabbing, but you know, like a case of stabbing a person with their feet. You know, when the little insect goes, it's like keeps on little stabs. Like it doesn't hurt the person, but it's a very extremely uncomfortable type of a feeling. Is that the same as biting? Like if I have this little insect and I'll fling my hand or I'll shake my hand, and it just doesn't go off. It just doesn't want to go off my skin. But it's not biting me, and it's not a dangerous type of a thing. Would that have the same halacha as a parish or a mosquito as whereby it's actually biting, even though it's not a dangerous thing, it's just extremely annoying. So he brings down v'chein shrotzim hamunachem al guf adam. He brings down again 969 from the Chut Hashani that if it's on the body of a person, and this thing keeps on crawling on the person. So he says shadinim keparish haukatz. He said taka would have the same din as as the biting, as this parish, as this flea that is biting the person. Mutter litlam, he says, mutter litlam b'shabes ulizarkam. One would be allowed, says the Sefer Chut Hashani, one would be allowed mutter litlam b'shabes ulizarkam to take it and again throw it off. Again, being careful, of course, not to kill it for sure, not in these instances, but to take it and to fling it off. You know, we're saying take it in the hand. If you could shake your hand and get it off, that's always the best way to go. That's what the Mishnah said. But he can't, in case he can't, even though it's not biting, it's just crawling, you could take it and throw it off, being careful not to kill it, and so on. Okay, so it's an important thing to keep in mind. A lot of times a person's walking, outside, again, in the warmer weather, and these things are very, come up a lot. The various different bugs, I know even by us, there's kind of, in the summer season, in the summer, the warmer weather, those 3 or 4 months, we have these little insects that exist that don't exist most of the year. Baruch Hashem for that, but or they're not around at least during the year. And the person sometimes walking. I know even by myself, you're walking, and all of a sudden there's something. You know, it's not a dangerous thing. It's on you. It's crawling. You can't figure out where it is, what, when, and where. So a person has to know that you could. So that's how he brings out from the Sefer Chut Hashani, this thing is bothering me. It's not biting me. It's not dangerous or whatever the case is. It's not like a fly that's going to fly away. It's a crawling type of a thing. So the bottom line is, what should one do? Where possible, to shake it, right? To shake a person if it's on their arm or whatever the case is on the skin, so you shake, you give it a shake, try and get it off. In case not, L'chori could even say possibly that Lafi this, maybe it has the same thing in conjunction with those who are makel, even inside the, possibly even inside the shirt, or maybe even it would have to be on the inside, maybe, but that I don't know if we could say that far. But at least if it's on the person's skin, and a person cannot get it off, and they shake their hand or whatever the case is they do, but it does bring down the mice, bottom line, when it's crawling, mutter litlam b'shabas lazarkam, to throw it off. Again, if it's on the inside of the shirt, to be make of that thought, that is hard to say, because it's not really going to bite over here. It's not really going to bite over there by the, when it's on the inside of the shirt, so we wanted to say that it might come to bite. Unless we're going to say it might come to crawl on the person. So, but when it's on the shirt, it's a, or in blouse or in skirt or whatever the case is, piece of clothing, usually it's much easier. One could just, shake their clothing. Usually, most of the time, it comes off. On a person's skin, it's much harder. Sometimes it goes on their neck, on the ear. I mean, there's various, these things fly, you know, crawl all over the place, and they don't go off so easily sometimes. Again, in case in time whereby these little insects are not dangerous, but be it as it may, the crawling itself would be enough, says the Sefer Chut Hashani, to take it and throw it off if you can't shake your hand hard enough. Atzlochem, bracha, thank you for listening. Kol tov.